So what are your actual plans regarding options issues? Because it says here it should be capped at 5% of issued capital, yet since November 8, 2005, you've actually issued 3.2 million, which is 7.5% of capital. So I'm assuming there must have been some options issued or lapsed, and then you issued new options to other executives. So clearly you've been issuing far more aggressively using this one than you have on the deferred plan with Resolution 5. The CEO's got 800,000 options. A few of us would love 400,000 options at 65. Was this resolution what drove that option issue? And what are your intentions vis-a-vis scale of options issue once we approve this?
Well, there's a lot of questions there, but not particularly relating to the issue of reviewing that. But I think, as I said, the whole purpose of today is to be open and to be frank. In terms of our option issuing policy, would you like to talk about where the general sense of it is, Thomas? And there's two issues relating to executive incentive, and again, it's part of long-term executive incentive. But would you like to just talk a little bit about how we're operating these days, Thomas?